Do we have a demand issue around the vaccine, and is the lack of targets and incentives proving to be an issue? Those who are easily amused, of course, have given a few headlines to the so-called Mr. Whippy vans, which will start hitting the roads. But here's a number. There are currently 90,000 spaces up for grabs this week alone for a jab. Health Minister Andrew Little is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So we're in an interesting situation as far as I can work out. It's 77% booked, either booked and or jabbed. That's a good number. We'll take that. But I think we've got a problem from here on in. Would that be fair or not?
Yeah, look, we've still got our work cut out for us to get that number, that vaccination rate right up. We need to have it right up. I mean, if you look at what's happening in Singapore, they have a vaccination rate, two doses of just over 80%. Yep. They are still having major challenges with infections and keeping some restrictions on. So if we want to get shot of these restrictions, open the borders, get life returning to some sort of semblance of normality, we've got to get those vaccination levels right up.
Can I just correct you? They're not keeping their restrictions on. They're holding off putting the restrictions on. The only thing they were looking at is maybe the distancing, and they're holding off on that. And I quote you, the health minister, this rapid and exponential rise that we are experiencing now is what every country that seeks to live with COVID has to go through at some point. So they're, in fact, ahead of us, aren't they?
Well, they are in terms of vaccination rate. The advice I've had is actually they aren't, because of the growth in infections and therefore pressure on their health system, they are going to have to start thinking about some restrictions. Not for lockdowns, obviously, but, no. But some further restrictions in terms of movement of people and therefore minimising the risk of infection.
Is part of your problem, you keep using the word right up there, why don't you say 90% or 80% or whatever it is you feel comfortable with and incentivise us?
Because we actually do need to get as many as possible vaccinated, because, you know, if we don't, then it limits the ability about what we can do in terms of restrictions. And we don't want to get to a point where people think, oh, okay, so you've reached that target, and you know, is it 90% of the eligible population? Is it 90% of the whole population? Yeah. Actually, it makes a difference. And the more we get vaccinated, we get up above the 90s, well into the 90s, then actually, you know, there's a lot of restrictions we can take off. And you know, not just us moving around inside the country, but people coming into the country, we can change what the rules around managed isolation, we can let more people in, all those sorts of things.
Right.
But we need that very high...
Exactly. So you've just whetted my appetite by saying that, because here's, on one hand, I've got the fear that you're going to go 90. I think you're going to go 90 eventually. You'll come to that number because WA are doing that, and he's a control freak like you guys are. But if you go 90 and say, right, at 90, because we're going to get up to 81, 82, whatever it is, and we're going to go, well, what's happening, Andrew? Where are the why aren't the borders open? Why aren't I isolating at home? You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Oh, no, and that's the question. That's the question that people will ask. That's why we need to really, you know, we had a big burst a couple of weeks ago. We're getting good numbers, 90,000 in a day. We're down to sort of 60,000 a day at the moment. I haven't seen yesterday's numbers yet, but we need to get up there, and we need to look. We've got vaccines for Africa now available, and slots, as you've pointed out, on the booking system. So we've got the capacity. We can get people through. We just need to get people through. And those who are showing hesitancy, we know that they're pockets of the population, because I've seen what they've seen on social media and all the rest of it. They've just got to understand this is about their safety, but actually most importantly, it's about the safety of their family, their households, yeah, the people they're living around. That's what they need to get vaccinated for.
What do you reckon the holdout number is? The people who doesn't matter what you say, they're not going to get jabbed.
Hard to say. I hope that it's not more than 5%. And I think with real effort and the stuff that we're talking about now, and that I know some health providers, particularly in Māori communities, are talking about now, the face-to-face stuff, getting out there, talking to people directly, reassuring them, providing them with their vaccination, that stuff will make a difference. But I just hope it's a very, very small percentage.
Your counterpart Greg Hunt in Australia, he's got the country's medical regulator urgently considering the widespread use of rapid antigen testing in workplaces for home. Where are we at with that, and why are we behind them?
Well, we are looking at that. I think one of the challenges we've got is that for smaller kind of population groups, the thing about antigen testing is that it is not as accurate as the PCR testing, and so a number of false negatives in a smaller population is a much higher risk than if it's in a bigger population. The thing about antigen testing, you need sort of large numbers on a pretty frequent basis for it to work and to make sense. So we're just trying to calibrate what is needed for that to be effective for us.
How involved have you been all along with this rollout of the vaccine in terms of Pfizer buying contracts, stuff like that?
Look, I sit on a couple of ministerial oversight groups on it, but we have a COVID-19 response minister, Chris Hipkins, so he's been the one engaging with the officials, driving them to get that sort of stuff done. But I'm in regular touch with him and with other colleagues who sit on the group and keep an eye on what's going on.
Do you think you had the opportunity in December of last year to speed up the rollout this year, but you didn't take it?
No, it's not my recollection of the way things were going, the decisions we were being called upon to make and what was available to us, and the way Pfizer was handling their kind of total sort of set of international relationships with different countries. So I think we've done, you know, knowing that negotiations started in the middle of last year, we've done pretty well. We know that we had to ramp up our capability and capacity. We've done that, and we're at the capacity we're at now. Look, we will, in the next week or so, we will surpass the United States in terms of vaccination rate.
Well, that's sort of saying nothing, because they're out the other side and everyone's sick and tired of it, and everyone's going to get jabbed or been jabbed.
Yeah, and they've had constant outbreaks and all the rest of it, and quite differing levels of managing infection outbreaks and all the rest of it. We haven't had that. But to the extent that, you know, a couple of months ago people were saying we're way behind, it's not going to work and all the rest of it, actually the trajectory is very good. The capacity is there now. We've got the services available. We're doing the buses going out to communities. We're doing vans going into communities from sort of this week and right into the next few weeks. A lot of stuff is there. So we can do this.
Yeah, balls now caught. You're right about that. Listen, good to catch up. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Little, the Health Minister, with us this morning.